You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio, in association with eSan Francisco, is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with husband and wife Steve Clark, who is with RFC San Francisco, and Jennifer Clark, who is the founder of The Home Co. Realtor. Steve and Jennifer, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're really excited to be here today.
Thanks for coming out on this Thursday afternoon. Now, Steve and Jen, you're both the operators of RFC and The Home Co., respectively. When and how did each of you start your business?
Well, I started my business in tribute to my father about 5 years ago. He was a builder in the San Francisco area, and I learned a great deal and thought of him as a mentor, and unfortunately, he passed away in an automobile accident, and I thought the best way to, you know, honor his memory was to go off and take his ethics in building and establish a company in his name and serve the greater Bay Area in doing remodeling, residential remodeling. So that's kind of where my company started. And Jennifer?
Well, my company I started in 2007, which was actually, for those of everyone who remembers the downturn, the last downturn we had in the real estate market. And at that time, it really made more sense to go off on my own versus stay with one of the bigger real estate companies I was with. Because you don't have a commission split with your broker. They're basically no one's making money off of the work you do. And also, I've always been one to really do things my own way, and I just felt the best way to do that is to run my own business, and I didn't want to really answer to anyone per se or have to show up at a real estate office just to kind of shoot the crap and do water cooler talk, which is what happens at a lot of real estate firms. It seems to me like a lot of time is wasted on needless gossip, so I really just only have so much time in the world and really wanted to spend it on focusing on work.
Well, how did you both decide to combine forces, and how is that working out for you?
Wow, that's a great question. We decided to combine forces because I would get going on a project, and kind of the hardest thing I found with my clients was indecision. And I would actually bring Jennifer in to help clients make decisions. And I realized that she was had a remarkable eye for color and just interior design. And so we started kind of talking amongst ourselves, which, you know, couples, I guess, do. And we decided, you know, we should kind of start doing our own projects. So really, it started working together for me was I had clients who couldn't, for the life of them, choose between two paint colors, and Jennifer would come in and help with my frustrations and get my projects going, and it just kind of evolved from there.
Yeah, and that's how it started. And then to answer the second part of your question, how's it working? Well, it definitely has its ups and downs. You know, we kind of had a tense moment yesterday when we had to make a decision on tile in a bathroom, and he had one perspective from a builder perspective. I had a different design perspective on how I wanted to see it done, and it was a little tense on who was going to be the winner of that little fight, and that, of course, is me. but no, overall, it's great. You know, it's hard to set a line, or where we often cross the line between home and work, and we need to be a little bit better about trying to make some separation, but we have three very small kids at home, so, you know, we find the time to talk about projects when you find the time to talk about projects, and that might be at midnight, so, but overall, it's great.
Oh, happy wife, happy life. That's how I get through those tough times.
Yeah, I like that response, and tagging on to that, what's it like to be married to one another and work together?
Well, I definitely we like to say our difficult clients is what makes our marriage get stronger. So we have less room to complain about each other and complain about some of those difficult clients. But on the flip side is like what Jennifer talked about yesterday, you have to be very, very careful not to allow something at work to carry over into your personal life. So like example that Jennifer spoke about the tile situation, I have to just kind of try to minimize it and not allow it to carry over into who's doing the dishes later that night, which is hard. It is really hard. But, you know, at the end of the day, we try to respect each other from a professional perspective. And my team, my construction team, fondly call my wife the little big boss. So 80% of the time, she wins and I lose, and I just have to go with it.
And as Steve, you know, pointed out, we both have other clients as well. So I do have to say he is one of the easier of my clients from a design perspective because he does appreciate. He does let me take the reins. He does let me make decisions. And, you know, we're both very, very quick decision makers. So that's helpful. So overall, if I have to say, how is it like working together and living together, it actually is a really good thing. And I'm happy that, you know, we obviously have a lot of shared interests.
Today, we're joined by husband and wife team, Steve Clark, who is with RFC San Francisco, and Jennifer Clark, who is the founder of The Home Co. Realtors here on Enterprise Radio, working in association with East San Francisco, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tell us about the work you do in undeserved communities.
Sure. That's probably, you know, one of the things I'm personally very happy with and very proud of. I served as a company commander in Iraq, and when I came back, I was very conscious of our community and our society and what people are doing for it. And what really struck me was people that who've been mentors for me in my life, like my father and various entrepreneurs, I see that once they establish themselves, that they start to give back to the community. And that's kind of what I've built my business on, is once I've established myself as a general contractor, I've noticed a lot of contractors would not go into certain areas of the Bay Area because they felt they were unsafe or they just felt that those were areas that wouldn't generate a lot of revenue. And to me, I look at that as an opportunity to make those neighborhoods better and stronger. For instance, right now we do a lot of work in East Oakland, and East Oakland is an area of the Bay Area that's very well known to have a lot of gangs and drugs and just violent crimes in general. And I take great pride in going into those areas and restoring houses and giving some of those neighborhoods pride. What I learned at an early age, if you just start with one house, it was a program that I did way back in Dallas, Texas, where if you painted one house in a very depressed area, it usually inspired people in the neighborhood to take action upon their own houses. So, again, you know, I'm very, very thankful to have that opportunity to go into some of these neighborhoods and work with the general population, or I should say the public, on bringing these neighborhoods back. And besides just working on the houses, it's very nice that most of my employees actually come from these neighborhoods. And so it's kind of a win-win situation. Not only are we making the neighborhood better, but we're also providing jobs for the local community.
And to tag on to that, the quality of work that Steve and I do in a million-dollar house is the same quality of work that we do in, say, a $200,000 house in East or West Oakland. We really just believe in the quality of our work, and we put the same amount of time and effort no matter where or what the project is, because people are spending their hard-earned money, whether you can afford a $200,000 house or a $2 million house. you still worked really hard for that money, and you deserve to have a quality product and not have a builder take advantage of you.
Really, really nice to hear what you're doing there in the area and in the community. Now, where do you see your businesses going in the next 10 years?
Well, I see myself golfing with Donald Trump and going to the White House. And honestly, I see myself and my business, more importantly, I see my business growing in 10 years. What's very unique about my business is I do profit sharing with my employees. So my employees will, as I tell them in time, will actually be the ones taking over the business. I really enjoy my time with Jennifer and our three young boys. So I see myself in 10 years, growing the business, seeing the communities that we serve get stronger and better, and seeing really my employees kind of taking over and myself being a backseat, and I can just hang out on the golf course and sip a little gin and watch the boys grow. That's really where I see myself, which, of course, Jennifer hears that, and she's ready. She's about to hit me with one of my hammers right now.
Well, I, on the other hand, am a workaholic, and I don't ever see myself not working. I just honestly really, really enjoy it too much. And, as we've said a few times, we have three little boys, but I've chosen not to be a stay-at-home mom because that job's way too hard for me. So I choose to I have the best of both worlds, honestly. I do well enough that I can take off at 3, pick my kids up from school. I have a great balance, and I want to continue to have that great balance. But mostly just continue in 10 years to be able to choose the projects that we want to choose, the clients that we want to work with, the ones that really most fit with our ethics and standards. Other investors do reach out to us and want to work with us and have us be the design build team on a project that they actually own. And if they really don't have the same values that we have, for example, if they want us to cut corners just so they make more money, we won't work with people like that. And just to continue in the future to have the luxury of turning down those kind of projects.
Well, if you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about your businesses, I'm sure you have a couple of websites to share with us.
Sure. My website is rfcsf.com, and RFC stands for Raymond Francis Clark, sfsanfrancisco.com. And love for people to come and take a look at our website and see what our ethics and values are as a company, as well as some of the projects we've done. I always give people advice is when you go to contractors' websites, make sure those pictures are of actual projects, because sometimes people will put stock photos in there. But so fortunately, if you go to my website, you will see all real action type projects.
And my website is www.thehomecoinc.com, as in the home company incorporated.com. And you can find out more information on my property staging, home design, and real estate sales businesses.
It's been good to have both of you. An inspiring story. Certainly should motivate any entrepreneur. They are husband and wife team. Steve Clark, who is with RFC San Francisco, and Jennifer Clark, who is the founder of The Home Co. Realtors. And the websites of reference is simply thehomecoinc.com and also rfcsf.com. Steve and Jennifer, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you both.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate the interest.
Thank you. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, working in association with EE San Francisco, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.